Support for classical music on WGTD comes from Piasecki Funeral Home. Why not give the gift of peace of mind? Pre-plan your funeral arrangements with the compassionate staff at Piasecki. They are dedicated to you, your family, and guests. Entrust your care with Piasecki. 262-658-4101.
This is WGTD. You're listening to Education Matters, the only weekly broadcast in southeastern Wisconsin devoted exclusively to a discussion of local educational issues. Education Matters is co-hosted by Karen Sconsert, an associate professor of education at Carthage College, Jeff Rasmussen, a retired Racine Unified teacher and administrator who currently serves as president of the Racine Area Retired Educators Association, Steve Brown, a retired professor of educational leadership, and former Kenosha Unified School Superintendent Joe Mangi. Now, here's today's Education Matters moderator.
Three, two, one. Hello, I'm Karen Sconsert, and this is Education Matters. What is EdCamp? That's a question that I read on an invitation I received from a former student of mine. He encouraged me to look into it, so I did, and then I decided to make it into a radio show to share with our listeners. Today, we'll be hearing from several Racine Unified School District administrators and teachers, as well as a number of people from different districts and educational service companies who attended EdCamp in Racine last August. By the end of the program, I hope you will also see that EdCamp is a new and powerful type of professional development for teachers and others that school districts might want to try. Today, we're in studio to reflect on the EdCamp experience with one of the organizers, Jill Reese. Jill Reese is a school leader and district administrator with over 20 years of experience, serving as a teacher, associate principal, principal, and district performance and curriculum administrator. During her tenure as principal, the school won 3 Wisconsin School of Promise Awards. In addition, Jill has coached 50-plus individuals for successful leadership roles. Jill is published in District Administrator Magazine and Tech and Learning and presents at the state and national level. And she's actually Dr. Reese, so I just wanted to point that out. She has a PhD. So my first question for you, Jill, is what is EdCamp and how did you learn about it? Had you ever attended one before?
So thank you, Karen. Those are great questions. And EdCamp is really about an unconference-style format of professional learning. And to answer your question of whether I attended EdCamp before, I had attended 2 EdCamps previous, one in Madison and one in Brookfield. And the cool thing about it is EdCamps are featured all over the United States.
And so tell us a little bit more about what it is. So how does it work? And I guess since you've attended a couple of them, that must have inspired you to bring this program here to Racine.
Completely. So to answer your question about more learning about what EdCamp is, so EdCamp in a sense is an unconference. So basically a district or a community sets up an EdCamp. Usually it's education focused. And what happens there is multiple people are invited. And I'll give you an example. We had about 55 attendees at ours. I've been to ones where there's 300 attendees. And I've been to ones where there's 200 attendees. And the thing is, the professional learning at those is driven by the participants in the group. So what happens is people are invited. We had over 900 page views of our invitation. And then when those people come, the 55 people that came, they then, after a greeting and a little bit of inspiration, they then set the schedule about what they want to learn. So it's sort of, it seems a little bit chaotic maybe to the first look, but it really isn't. And it's really a beautiful thing. And so as people think, I really want to learn about a new Google program, or I really want to learn about some standards-based learning, or I want to learn about some behavior strategies for students in my classroom, they can present a session, and those people get together and just discuss it, or they can ask somebody else to come and facilitate and present a session. So it really is impromptu, and it's really based on what the people in the audience need and what their learning will be.
While I was there sort of watching this unfold, so I'd like to describe for our listeners. So Racine Unified has a fairly new professional development center. Is that just opened? How long have you been there?
It opened about a year ago. So it opened last December.
And you want to say where it is or what
sure.
it's for?
Sure. It was a building that the Racine Unified School District purchased that had several components to it. So part of our alternative learning program is there. In addition, then there was a lot of space that was then converted into a professional learning space where there's open rooms, open offices and things where people can schedule meetings and schedule events. And then attached to that is kind of a big open auditorium gym space, which is what we used for Ed Camp. So it's actually located on Northwestern Avenue in Racine. So it's a real convenient location. And it also is nice because there's lots of parking. And so we have about 200 parking spaces there, 200 plus parking spaces there too.
So then this is a good place for people to come together for an event like this. And the room that it was held in, first of all, you walk in and you kind of have to go through this entire, you didn't even notice that the building was this big on the outside, but it takes you a while to get to the big room where the gathering took place. And it was set up with refreshments in the front and lots of rows of folding chairs. And there was a projector in the front showing a screen that had URL for a site that had the schedule on it, but the schedule was blank. That was the really interesting thing. It had times and it had rooms, but there were these blank squares where the event would be. And through the course of about 5 or 10 minutes, the whole event schedule was filled up by people coming up to the front, grabbing the microphone, saying what they thought they wanted to learn about or what they thought they could share in a session. And then they went over to the computer and typed in, or someone typed in for them, the title of the event. And very quickly, the whole schedule or most of it was filled up. So I have a little bit of recording of that process that we're going to insert right here so you can hear it.
I'm trying to start. I would love to hear your ideas and I'll share mine. Introducing culturally relevant literature to the classroom.
Good morning, Madison. I'm your Discovery Education, and if you want to learn more about Discovery, I'd love to share about a lot of the updates and the way we're doing STEM. Anybody else? We have a lot of opportunity. I think I'm going to propose a session on leadership development. People that are interested in finding out more about going into leadership, principalship.
That gives you a little sense of it was sort of controlled chaos, is what I would say.
That's a good way to say it.
So you decided to do this after attending some. Was that the way those conferences unfolded as well? Did it look the same?
So very similar formats. It is a little bit different with a larger group of people, but everyone that I've been to, and I know many educators that attend different ones all over. In fact, we even had some educators from Illinois come to ours. Mm-hmm. And that's the cool thing about doing this national Ed Camp. It gets publicized everywhere, so anybody can come. But the bigger ones that I've been to, some of it just takes a little bit more logistical organization because it's a bigger group. And ordering food and all those things is always a little bit tricky because you want to make sure you have enough for everybody. So otherwise, every one of them I've been to has the same components, and the schedule is built on the spot like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I was a little nervous for you watching this, thinking, well, what if what if no one steps up? And there was a little hesitation right at the beginning, but then all of a sudden you sort of got the ball rolling and there were a whole lot of people. And then after the schedule is put on the screen and everyone has access to it, you look at the session you might want to go to and you follow the schedule to the room where this session will be. And then whoever volunteered or asked the question or whatever just sort of says, okay, let's all introduce ourselves and let's get going. So let me just play a little bit of one of the sessions that I attended here. This one was about Brain Pop, which is a program that I guess a lot of Racine Unified schools use. It's a technology communication program, and you can use it for a lot of things. I had never even seen it before. I'd heard of it, but I'd never seen it. So there was a teacher who is a Brain Pop expert, and she shared all kinds of tips with people in the session. So here's a little bit of the EdCamp, RUSD's EdCamp session on Brain Pop.
Think about this in this movie is that it will populate automatically things from that theme. So, like, if you wanted to make a movie about cellular, what was the topic?
That was ADP active transfer.
Yeah.
That one, okay. So, if you wanted to make a movie about that, then it would be all the things that are right there. So, you can look at this. You can choose a letter, you can pick whatever background you want. How do transport proteins work? You know, that's the question that you want the kids to answer. So, then here, the images are exactly from that topic.
And if it's part of Blended, they're doing inquiry-based, so they're getting information outside of Brain Pop, so they can even expand.
Correct.
Well, you could have, you could have articles from Newzella.
Correct.
And Newzella,
so,
and Newzella and Brain Pop.
So
like
many
this.
Resources.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. Now that, I don't know how Kenosha works, but right now in Unify, we are having like those Chrome lockers. So with the personalized learning, and you're going to be working in the small groups and rotation, you can give them that personalized learning experience, and you can create different projects for a different group of kids.
So now you get a little flavor of what a session would be like. This, I just want to do a reintroduction for our listeners. You're listening to WGTD HDFM. I'm your host, Karen Sconzert, and this is Education Matters. This discussion of Racine Unified School District's August 21st professional development event, EdCamp, is archived at WGTD.org and the Education Matters page. You're invited to listen again, or you can find our WGTD Education Matters Facebook page and join in a discussion there. So I'm going to read off some of the session titles from the actual document from that day and give you a chance to maybe tell us a little bit about one or two of them. So just in the very first session time, which it all began pretty early, we were all there about 8:15, 8:30. The first session began at 9:05 after that little organizing period. So here are the different things that were available. Flipgrid, which I guess is probably another software program for teachers. Financial literacy for all grade levels. I think a lot of listeners will be happy to hear that was something, right? Mm-hmm. Google certification for teachers, Brain Pop, which was the one that I attended. Morning meeting, the responsive classroom. So that's a technique for kind of building community in your classroom. Social emotional learning, using Destiny collections to support research and collaboration. That one I don't know much about. Blended learning, what struggles do teachers have? That's blended learning between online learning and in-person learning. And I think that was it for the first session, but that's an awful lot for 55 people. So did you attend any of those?
So I have a little background in some of those. I didn't necessarily get to any of those specific sessions that day because of the organization piece running around doing some of that.
Right, right.
Karen is absolutely right. A lot of them are kind of tech-based, but then there's a whole bunch that are just, here's what's going on in my classroom, here's a strategy, here's a learning that I recently heard about that I want to know more about, or here's something that my district is saying we're going to be starting, and here's a focus that our school might have. And so anything, absolutely anything is up for grabs, and anything is available to be on the schedule. The other thing I always say, and Karen probably heard me say this when we were there, is people vote with their feet. So if you go to a session on this schedule, so let's say you go to the Flipgrid session, and Flipgrid is really about using video with kids to record their learning. And it's real time and it's pretty cool. But let's say you go to that session and you don't think it's so cool and you decide it's not your thing, you vote with your feet and there's no offense taken. You get up and you go to another session. And so that's mm-hmm. one of the other beauties of EdCamp. You're not made to sit in anything that isn't relevant to you or isn't working for what you came for that day.
Right. And I actually didn't see a lot of people moving after maybe the first minute or two. And all the sessions that I was in had at least six or seven people and sometimes more like a dozen people. So I thought that was pretty impressive. In the next column, there's another, so you could just get a sense of the variety. So the next column is session two, which was from 10 to 10:45 that morning. So the first one was Makerspace, Coding, Robots, Dash, and SP Hero for elementary. Financial literacy again. Genius Hour, challenging advanced learners. And I attended that one. I'll play a little footage from that in a moment. Designing moments, journey mapping, assessment literacy, self-care, and class link. So those are all from the second session. And here's a little bit from the Genius Hour that I attended.
What did we just hear and talk about and do? And maybe how was this different than other PD that you've done?
I think we just got to share what we've done and what's been successful for us to be able to share ideas and keep our advanced learners challenged.
And then also the receiving end of hearing other people's ideas was great because it may be something I didn't think of before or was not knowledgeable of.
Can you explain for our listeners what the grid is and how it's connected to the resources, what you've been typing into? The schedule grid and the Google Docs and whatever?
At the beginning, certain people who were brave went up front and said, I was not one of them, said what they'd like to learn more about or talk to people about during the day, and then they created a schedule and you went where you wanted to go. Mm-hmm. And each one has a link where we're just writing down the ideas that people shared and links so that we can have it to look at later.
Right, so everyone can go in and see the things that you've linked
right.
to?
Yes.
Right. So there are a lot of stuff on there that you think you'll use?
There's definitely some of them, yeah.
Yeah, actually I want to touch bases with
her from Discovery Ed.
Discovery Ed. Yeah. I had a friend that went to their camp that they do in the summer for teachers, and she said it was amazing and there's so much more in Discovery Ed to learn than what I'm familiar with. So tap into her a little bit.
How did you hear about this Ed Camp?
Through the district?
Yeah, through Jill Reese. Mm-hmm. I had been in an instructional coach role, so she had been my supervisor last year, and I'm going back into the classroom. So.
Email.
And what would you say to your colleagues who aren't here?
I haven't been, but I've done a lot of research.
Should they do this next year?
If it fits into their schedule, you can learn a lot from it.
Yes. So
it's
far,
worth
so
it.
Good.
Yeah, definitely.
Here's something you don't often hear about conferences. So we had lunch. Where did that come from? Because it was just incredible. It was like a make-your-own taco salad bar.
So one of the things about EdCamp is because EdCamp is a national organization and there are multiple EdCamps around the United States, we seek sponsorship for EdCamp. Mm-hmm. And so we had just a multitude of very generous sponsors from the community and then from the EdTech world and then from other people that even just found out about us and wanted to say, hey, how can we help out? So some of it was monetary, some of it was product sponsorship. Mm-hmm. And so really the way we provided lunch and the way we provided snacks and breakfast was from the sponsorships. Mm-hmm. So we have a list of probably close to about 40 different sponsors mm-hmm. that not only gave us what we call swag,
yeah,
and that swag varied in different on different levels, and then there was just monetary contributions too to help us out so we could have mm-hmm. a great experience for everybody.
So, and I will tell you that it wasn't just that the make your own taco salad was good. What was great about it is that you could kind of come and go from that too, and go and talk to different people at lunchtime and learn more things at lunch in a really super informal way. So that I thought was a really nice feature of this. That's not always the case at a conference. So I really enjoyed that part of it as well. And then in the afternoon, we had things like Discovery Education, Top 5 Things to Know, Culturally Relevant Literature, Leadership Development, nonverbal communication with nonverbal or dual language students. There was a visible learning, which was one of the sessions I went to, and restorative justice practices, and how are team meetings structured. So that gives you a flavor of the sorts of things that were included in the day. And I didn't see anyone leave early either. That was sort of a fascinating thing. So I'm sure there were skeptics among that group, but it seemed like once everyone kind of got underway after that first half hour of sort of the organized chaos, those sessions were well attended. Every one I was in, I learned a lot. And I was just there. I was supposed to be there as an observer. And I was just, I found after a while, I couldn't just sit there and observe. I wanted to ask questions and participate. So that was a really fun part of it, I thought. Was there ever any point where you were worried it wasn't going to work?
That's a great question because, yes, we had several moments like that. So there was, to be in full disclosure, there was a team of about six of us that worked on this. And I have to thank Lorianne Carls, our director of professional learning, because she was really my co-partner in crime on this, and she helped me build this from the ground up. So we started talking about this in about May after I had attended some, and I brought it back to Lori, and I said, Lori, is this something that we can do here? And we kind of brainstormed it together, and we thought, let's give it a try. And she and I together, really with this group of other four people from the district, and some, we also had Elizabeth Russell from Kenosha Unified join us, Mike Hyland, Joe Benvega, Todd Ranke. They all had different parts in what we were doing, from creating the logo, because we created our own special logo, to helping with the agenda. And so in May, we met, and we put together like a strategic planning sheet. I also have to thank a couple people from Aggie Salter from CESA, because she shared with me a planning sheet they used when she put her EdCamp together. So we kind of took it and replicated it, and just took her model and put different things in there and put the other people in there. And then from the get-go, we all agreed to contact sponsors. And so in the very beginning, there was kind of a few little hiccups where we're like, ooh, can we really pull this off? And it's a pretty big undertaking. We were going to partner with another district, and they kind of pulled back and said they didn't think they could do it because of the short amount of time. But we were gung-ho, and we decided we could do it anyway. Yeah. Right. So having these great people on the team really helped, and that's what got us over the hump. So every time we had a hiccup, there were people there to bring us back and go, we can do this. So everybody on – those six people were crucial. Plus, I don't know, Karen, if you noticed, we – so we had Aggie Salter there, but we also had Mandy Froelich there, who's a published author from the state of Wisconsin, but she travels all over and does trainings. And so we had some really esteemed guests there, too, our superintendent, Dr. Gallion, and Kristen from Ed Elements. So they were all just committed to making this work, too, and really helped to give us that boost we needed all the time, too.
So let's play a little bit of footage from a some of the teachers that were there talking a little bit about what they learned.
So tell me your name and where you teach.
My name's Heather Hinsey, and I teach at Turning Point Academy here in Racine, Wisconsin.
Okay, and so how did you hear about EdCamp?
I have a friend who came to EdCamp before, so she suggested that I come this year.
Oh, not the one. We've never had one here, though. Where did you go?
South Milwaukee.
South Milwaukee. Okay. So, and so far, what are you interested in seeing?
I'm really interested in how we can reach our students socially and emotionally and make learning culturally relevant to them, because our districts are so diverse and changing so much.
Teach?
I'm Amy Ziegert, and I teach at Durstedt Agerholm in Racine.
Okay. And what brings you to EdCamp today? How did you hear about this?
I've heard about it through the district site, but I've been to several EdCamps in the past.
Okay.
And when I heard EdCamp, I thought, differentiated professional development. It's great.
So, obviously, you're enthusiastic if you've been to a few different ones.
Yes.
What's so great about this, and how is it different?
It's unlike any PD we've ever had, because we go to the things that are relevant to us. And we can ask any questions. Real current people are in the session with us. People who are in the trenches with us are having our conversations. It's not a sit and get. You go to what you want. and it's all basically what you need, truly.
So in the past, when you've left one of these, how do you feel about it?
I felt ready or excited about going back to my class with wonderful ideas.
Tell me your name and what school you work for.
Kimberly Quinn, Starbuck Middle School. It's a World IB school.
Okay, and you are?
Karen Podbilski, instructional coach at North Park Elementary.
Okay, so tell us, tell the listeners what you just did. What was this session about?
This session was about expanding our use of BrainPop, an app that has existed in our district for a number of years. But there's an extension, there's more personalized learning that can take place. And I believe even in my own building where I'm an instructional coach as well, I don't think my teachers realize that there's an extension piece to it that they can use and be way more effective in their teaching and learning. But from what we learned today, that's what I'm going to be doing with them.
And I have a new first grade team in my building, and both of them are experienced teachers. They've both been out of the classroom for a couple of years, so I think BrainPop is a great way to show them how they can personalize learning, also give some independent work time for the students too. So when they're on technology, they're actually learning with technology, not just playing games or, you know, doing whatever on technology, that it's actually a learning and purpose to it. Yeah.
So how does this Ed Camp seem different so far from what we usually do for PD?
Yeah, and this is my second one only that I've attended, but it's so exciting because the difference is normally there's a preset set of objectives and agenda for educators to learn from. With this, we decide what we want to be learning, and we drive the whole agenda. So each person has an opportunity to go and explain what they would like to either share and then, of course, learn from others. And it's, you don't know what you're going to get when you show up. It all depends on the audience.
And this is my first one that I've ever attended, so I didn't know what to expect. But I think it's really exciting that teachers and educators really get to be the true professionals here, and we get to share our learning with others and share our expertise with others, which sometimes we don't have that opportunity, especially classroom teachers don't have that opportunity.
Especially once the year starts.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really tough. I think it's super exciting to let them shine in their knowledge, too. Mm-hmm.
So the analogy that springs to my mind is you know, learning centers in elementary classrooms, except that this is like learning centers that the students create themselves.
Exactly.
Because
you're choosing where
you're
going.
You're finding out really how the child likes to learn, how they like to process information. And from that information as a teacher, you create opportunities for the students to learn. You're still the facilitator of that instruction, the exemplary person of the knowledge, but you want to learn from the kids. So once you find out how they function and how they like to learn, they start to go crazy with it, and that's really been an exciting part of teaching.
This is cool because it's personalized learning for us educators.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's sort of like that, only it's the teachers and other educators doing this for each other.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Yes.
And you get to pick what you want to go to.
And it's nice for us as instructional coaches to be the learners for a change versus always presenting the PD, so we get to sit back.
Yeah.
Not really sit back, but we get to be the learners in the classroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Definitely.
What else are you planning to go to?
I'm running a session on assessment literacy, which is a unit that we created to prepare our students and teachers for the forward exam. And then I'm excited to go to self-care for teachers.
And what are you going to? I'm doing personalized learning, but I'm also doing one for advanced learners. What do we do when the child does understand the standard? How can we really challenge them to go deeper into learning? So I'm excited. That's my next session that I'm facilitating, but I'm hoping that whoever shows up comes up with some really cool ideas for me.
My name is Liz Romanek. I'm a librarian at Washington Middle School in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
And how did you hear about EdCamp?
Through a librarian, Elizabeth Russell. She is the McKinley Elementary librarian in Kenosha, Wisconsin. She sent out an email to the district.
And so what have you learned so far?
I wanted to learn about Flipgrid. I've seen it mentioned in a variety of librarian Facebook groups. And this is the first Ed Camp I've ever gone to, so when we were asking people to share what they were looking for, I asked for Flipgrid. So there was a session where we learned about Flipgrid and how it can be utilized in the classroom. Surprisingly enough, the man who helped facilitate it was a math, high school math teacher. So that'll be a great kind of outreach to the math teachers, because they always feel that libraries aren't necessary or that the technology might not help them, but it was a direct link. So then the librarian also used it there.
Oh, excellent. So basically it is, a lot of times the other teachers think of librarians as only about books and reading, and you're saying, no, we're about technology too, and here are some tools
Correct. That
you just learned about that you can spread to them.
Yep,
that's
exactly.
Excellent. Right. So how is this different from other PD that you've done?
It's different because it's kind of open-ended. You don't come and there's already stations set up or sessions set up. Mm-hmm. It's kind of as an unneeded and what's organic.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when we were doing the Flipgrid, we were also talking about, hey, green screen. So we're going to modify a session based on green screen and how that can be used in the classroom and in the libraries too.
Oh, excellent. So then the students can learn about filmmaking and editing and things
exactly.
like that, which they all love.
Well,
right?
That's what they were saying about Flipgrid being so good, is that the kids can use, they can record themselves and then not only teach skills that are learned, so as an exit ticket or a refresher, but they can comment on other students' videos, so it's more peer teaching than just the teacher talking.
It seems like that would be great media literacy training too, because when they're on YouTube, they can spot a fake video if they've made them themselves.
That's a great idea that I didn't even think about.
Right.
I so, like it.
Yeah, there you go. Unexpected learning opportunity. Okay, well, thanks.
Thank you.
That was live audio that I took at EdCamp, Racine Unified School District's August 21st professional development event, where teachers turn up in the morning, create a schedule of things they want to learn, and then go on to attend different sessions where they improve their knowledge and skills for teaching. You are listening to WGTD HDFM. I'm your host, Karen Sconzert, and this is Education Matters. This discussion of Racine Unified School District's August 21st professional development event, EdCamp, is archived at WGTD.org on the Education Matters page. You are invited to listen again, or you can find our Education Matters Facebook page and join in a discussion there. So do you think you'll have another one of these?
Ooh, that's a loaded question, but my hope is yes, but I have to convince the other five committee members that we can do it again. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we took a little feedback, which we totally understand, is the time we had it was a busy time for a lot of people in a lot of districts, because some districts were starting in session.
Right.
So we would, if we do it again, we would probably look at the format and the timing and all that. But we know so much more now that we didn't know before. So it'll be even bigger and better next time.
Right. And I did notice there were some, as you said, there were some teachers from Northern Illinois, right?
Totally.
And they tend to start earlier, so a lot of them would have been in session at this time. And I know that there were a few KUSD teachers. You heard one speak just a little while ago. So maybe you'll be able to sort of draw from the larger group of teachers the next time if you do it.
Absolutely.
I mean, I just speaking from my perspective, I've been to a lot of professional development, and I would say that this would be a really good thing to do again. And I also think there's, even though I didn't notice the population that attended skewed toward younger teachers, I think that would be the group that would really appreciate it and sort of benefit from this kind of loose format, this kind of, you know, make it yourself kind of format, right?
Totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's often one of the best ways to learn about technology too, because young teachers sometimes really have a handle on that, or they need to know more or whatever, and it's a great way to kind of share those sorts of skills that are best kind of transferred teacher to teacher rather than having someone else do the professional development. So I'm just going to put a plug in and say you should do it. So the feedback that you've gotten has been pretty positive.
It's been very positive. In fact, it's funny that we're doing this work today, because I had a teacher stop me this morning and she said, "Oh, you're the one who ran EdCamp." And I said, "Yes." And she said, "I just loved EdCamp."
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Are you doing more?"
Right.
And I said, "Well, not at the moment, but I can tell you how to find some other ones around Wisconsin, but hopefully we'll do one, you know, coming up in the near future." So overall, it's been positive. Some of the things I mentioned before were like critical feedback is just look at the timing, some of those things. But overall, the structure of EdCamp, the idea of the unconference, the idea of developing yourself as a professional, but choosing how you're going to do that and what you're going to do that with, people were totally on board with, and that was overwhelmingly positive.
That's great. So listeners are always interested in knowing some stories that come out of our local institutions. Do you have any sort of primary takeaways from this event or maybe an anecdote about it that you could share?
So, sure. So we have a teacher who is a phenomenal teacher, in a math teacher, and teaches in a really high school math teacher, teaches in a really kind of personalized, innovative way. And so he came out of it and said, you know, he loved it. He wished more of his fellow math teachers were there. And he is excited to have it because next time he wants to lead some sessions, which I think is really cool because he had never been to EdCamp before. He didn't really know what it was like and didn't know kind of what to expect. But he's one of those guys who's willing to take a chance. So he took a chance. And his takeaway was, hey, I can do this. And next time I can even help some people, too.
Right.
So
because it's a little less intimidating for the presenters, too, because you're just sort of saying, here's a question. Oh, I have potentially have some answers for this. Let's look at it. So I thought that was pretty interesting. I'm going to play a few more minutes of footage from EdCamp where we can hear what some of the attendees thought of the event. And so here is a few of our local teachers for at EdCamp.
Basically, what it is, it's metacognition, it's student reflects developing. When we think about it, it's like those skills that employers want for 21st century, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's what they're saying they need in their companies is they need creative problem solvers who are reflective and have metacognition, who can, like, be adaptive. And so it's essentially saying, like, if we teach kids those transferable skills or teach in a way that allows them to develop those skills while we're teaching content, that they're going to be more successful.
Right.
Which is kind of a no-brainer, right?
And I think his role, his point is that it's, if you look at it in point of a teacher, we're going to be more effective.
Once again, that was footage that I recorded live on August 21st at Racine Unified School District's professional development event called EdCamp. EdCamps have been around for a while. I looked up all of this information online. There are even some research has been done about EdCamps. They have been held all over the world, not just all over the United States. Did you look into some of that before you decided to do this?
So I absolutely did. And the thing about when you register with the National EdCamp, it's edcamp.org when you register with their site, they support you. So they send you a box. They send you a check, actually, a small check. And then they support you with some what we call swag. So it's EdCamp stickers, EdCamp magnets, that kind of thing. But they like you said, have been around for a long time, and they've developed in kind of their approach, too. So they will support you through Eventbrite advertisement, through scheduling participants, through invitations, all that, and any way they can with their donation and their swag, too, because their goal, too, is to promote as much EdCamp learning as possible around the world. And like you said, it's really international. It's not just a United States thing, but it's pretty cool. And there's a couple coming up in Wisconsin this fall. There's one in October in Walker's Point. And I don't know the exact date, but if you go to edcamp.org, you'll be able to find that. And then there's a number of other ones coming up this fall and winter, too, in Wisconsin.
We're going to give the final word today in our show about Racine Unified School District's EdCamp from August 21st to a guest who came to Racine her very first time in Wisconsin, as she told us at the beginning, to see what EdCamp was like. And this was also her first EdCamp. So I will give the last word on our EdCamp experience to Kristen Howell.
So tell us your name and where you work and how you found your way to Racine today.
My name is Kristen Howell. I work for Education Elements. It's a national organization that partners with school districts to help them improve and transform in a lot of different ways, but mainly to become more agile, innovative, and responsive systems and learning organizations. Mm-hmm. How I made my way to Racine today. I'm about 2 months into my role with EdElements, and our fearless leader and CEO and founder, Anthony Kim, could not make it today, so I am filling in for him, and got the honor to meet the lovely folks at Racine and participate in my first Ed Camp.
So, and he learned about it because they asked him to come, or he was just, he monitors that Ed Camp site?
Yeah, no, so Racine actually partnered with Education Elements a couple years back. Uh-huh. So a couple members of the central office team, I think, have relationships and have worked with him in the past and wanted him to share some knowledge and participate.
So, how is this your first Ed Camp?
Yeah.
How's it been so far? We're three quarters of the way through.
I love it. I love the idea that you're building knowledge together and that there's not one expert coming in to talk at you, but you can come in with an idea, a topic, something you don't even really know about, and engage others and having a collective conversation, and you can more authentically sort of develop a knowledge base as a community rather than somebody coming in to teach at you. It's, to me, how learning should look from the adult perspective as well as in the classroom.
I wanted to take a few minutes to reflect on my experience at Ed Camp. I'm the host, and I started out my day acting as a reporter, as you heard from some of the audio that we inserted into the interview today. But as the day went on, I found myself more of a participant in the actual sessions. So I actually stayed for the whole day. I attended four sessions. The first was Brain Pop. The second was Genius Hour, which was about working with gifted students. And then after lunch, I attended a meeting where we discussed some research by a researcher in the United Kingdom. And he is studying all kinds of metacognition strategies and different strategies that teachers can use to maximize learning. So it was very interesting to really sit and discuss some current research with a whole group of teachers and administrators rather than with my colleagues at the college level. So it was really a very good learning experience for me. And then my final session was actually about how to conduct meetings, which, if you've ever worked in a large organization, you know you spend a lot of time doing. And so I thought that that was an excellent experience for me also, to just learn, hear how other people think about meetings, how they plan meetings, what people hate about meetings, what people like about a productive meeting. All of these things were beneficial to me as an educator and as an educator of teachers. So I can't really say enough positive things about Ed Camp, and I just want to encourage anyone who ever hears about this in the future to consider attending, because it really was an eye-opening experience and a new way to develop professionally, not just for the teachers, but for me. So I really appreciated the opportunity. Well, that's a perfect note on which to end. So my thanks to my guest, Dr. Jill Reese from Racine Unified School District, and to all of the Ed Camp attendees who shared their experiences with me on site on August 21st. You heard their voices earlier in the program. You have been listening to WGTD-HD-FM, and this is Education Matters. This discussion of Racine Unified School District's August 21st professional development event, Ed Camp, is archived at WGTD.org on the Education Matters page. You're invited to listen again, or you can find our Education Matters Facebook page and join in a discussion there. Thank you.
You've been listening to Education Matters, heard each Saturday morning at 10:30 on WGTD-HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. Archive programs are available on our website, WGTD.org, and you're invited to continue the discussion on the Education Matters Facebook page.
On Saturday morning, November the 2nd at 11:15, it's the WGTD's live broadcast from Lake Lawn Resort, Agatha Christie's Hercule Poirot and the Murder on the Mounds, the Radio Theater. Saturday morning, November the 2nd at 11:15.
Support comes from Kenosha Winter Harbor Market, now indoors at a new location, the Kenosha Masonic Center, just south of the Kenosha Public Museum. This week featuring Sky Mountain Kettle Corn, traditional sweet and salty kettle corn with a crispy crunch. The market is open from 10 until 2. This is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. You're listening to Community Matters, a program that highlights various local issues and organizations. It's co-hosted by Lenny Aquinta, a nonprofit manager, fundraiser, and consultant, and Laura Sumner Kuhn, a former journalist at the Racine Journal-Times, who currently serves as an adjunct instructor at UW Parkside. Community Matters shares its time slot with the WGTD Radio Theater. And now, here's today's program.
Hello and welcome to Community Matters for this week. I'm Jane Herring. And, you know, for a lot of us, we're talking about the temperatures getting colder, and we all have our individual complaints, and there are some people who go flying off to someplace warm. But there are a lot of people in our community year-round, and particularly